This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
Check this story out. Brittany and Brianna dreamed of marrying identical twin brothers. Because they're twins.
So they're twins.
They're twins, and they had always dreamed about marrying identical twin brothers. Well, it happened. Believe it or not, Brittany and Brianna found Josh and Jeremy and had a wedding at the 2018 Twins Day Festival in Ohio, where they first met a year ago, and they called the ceremony Twice Upon a Time.
Oh my God.
They described the ceremony as a double fairy tale. And they even said, they went on to say that we knew that the chances were incredibly small of trying to find another pair of twins to marry, two other people of identical twins to be married with.
Yeah.
What happened? And they did everything at their wedding, at this twin festival.
So it is a twin festival.
There's
part of me that wants to, on a purely moral level, believe that the Twin Festival is a festival to celebrate the Minnesota Twins.
Okay, it's not. Right.
And it is not a festival that fetishizes twins.
Okay, and also the fact that they didn't call it Twin Con pisses me off. But anyway, I digress.
Well, they went on to say that they've always been so deep in twin subculture. They always dressed alike. They did double dating. They even considered themselves, quote, two halves of a whole.
Oh, my God.
Do they dress like as adults?
Well, actually, in the wedding
pictures. They did on the wedding day.
Yeah, they wore the exact same wedding dress.
And then they married identical twins.
Yeah.
Okay, I have so many questions. First of all, do you think that they ever get confused about whose husband is who or whose wife is who?
I doubt it.
Probably not.
Okay, number two. Will their kids look exactly the same?
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I know two twins, or not twin, two twins.
You know twins.
I know twins.
Okay.
And they married men that are not related, but look very similar.
Okay.
And all their kids, I think, look the same. Boys and girls.
So imagine if they were married to identical twins.
They're basically going to be interchangeable in
families.
Every way. Yeah.
Okay, next question.
Will they have fun swapping?
Stop. I want to be delicate about this. If you and your twin insist on marrying twins, do you really just want to marry your own twin? Is this just a way to ensure that they can just be together their whole lives because that's what they really want, but like society says they have to get married? Because like if the twin brothers are always together, then the twin sisters are always together.
Oh, is it a way to solidify that like we will always be a very tight-knit little thing?
And like my sister's never going to go vacation with her family without me.
Without me. I see what you're saying.
Probably not. It probably probably. But actually, that's not even that weird of a thing. I know people that have like dated and married relatives or friends of like their spouse and stuff like that. And it also ensures that. That is the least troubling, I think, of this story.
Okay.
I think that these people, like, it's too much of a fetish at this point.
Couldn't agree more.
If this was anything outside of twins, then people would be like, okay, you've taken your obsession of furries too far or something like that. Like whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like let's say you're really into quilting and you're like, I'm really into quilting and my husband has to really be into quilting.
And on our wedding day, I'm going to wear a quilted gown.
Right, and we're going to get married at QuiltCon and all this stuff. At some point, somebody who loves you needs to step in and say,
take your knitting needles away.
Exactly. Enough is enough. And we need to take Brianna away from Brianna 2.
Okay.
And we need
Brittany
and say, like, you guys have got to spend at least a little bit of time apart.
I know, okay, but I think about this. What are the odds, right, that you have Brittany and Brianna that were like, we're only going to marry twins, and then all of a sudden they meet Josh and Jeremy, which they met at the twin festival.
Right.
Which Brianna and Brittany have attended for years, but Josh and Jeremy went on the final day and they met. Now, the odds of that, astronomical.
Okay. I mean, not at TwinCon, but okay.
Well, B... this is part of a TLC show.
Of course it is. You know why? Because it's the Learning Channel. So that we can all learn. So many people, by the way, have texted in and said their children will be genetically siblings.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
Genetically, so identical twins, it's from the same egg that's split. And it's the same with the guys. So even though it is another human being, you're genetically the same person almost, if I'm understanding this. Text in if I'm not understanding this. So if me and my twin marry you and your twin, and then we separately have children, we have created genetic siblings, not cousins. We've created genetic siblings. They're playing God here, and I think that at this point we should rise up as a country and tell them no.
You don't think at this point we should watch TLC?
No!
Oh!
Never watch TLC!
Yeah!
It's terrible. They're 600 pounds away from another show.
Oh.
Like, that's just a terrible network. TLC is nothing more than the new circus freak show.
Okay, except for 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days.
I don't even know what that means!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.